Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet radio show. My name is Tore, and I am your hostess this evening. And tonight we are celebrating the Chinese New Year. Excitable times, it's the year of the monkey. So not to shock you, but yes, this monkey is a red fire monkey. So that means excitement, energy, passion, change, and so on. So hopefully you're going to take some notes, and this is kind of a two-parter because a good friend of mine from the Casadega area, who is not always in Casadega, her name is Rose. I like to call her Feng Shui Rose. We were talking about having her on the show just to help kick off the Chinese New Year. So tonight we're going to talk about the Year of the Monkey, and next week hopefully we're going to talk to Feng Shui Rose, and she's going to give some insight into her path and studies of Feng Shui. It's a Feng Shui practitioner and master. So welcome to the Chinese New Year. Happy Monday, everyone. And just want to say this is going to be a year of changes, and I feel it very strongly. And one of the psychics of the Casadega Hotel and I were discussing today about people with the year with the odd number, like ones and fives, and I believe sevens and nines too. But this is a year of action, of big changes ahead. So what lies ahead for you in the year? So if you call into our show at 646-727-2585, you will get me, moi, and hopefully we'll get in connection with your feng shui, not your feng shui, excuse me, your energy of your Chinese zodiac. So if you don't know what your zodiac is, let's get there, and hopefully I can help you with that. But if not, you can always look it up while you're waiting, and let me know. I myself am a dragon, so I am most compatible with a monkey or rat. So I've got a caller already in the 216, and some others on the bill. Excuse me, not on the billboard. Listen to me. okay, I've lost my moment there for, and I don't know why I called the billboard, but the switchboard. Thank you. I must be getting ready to manifest big changes. It is also a manifesting year. We're in a nine vibration. So what a great year for the Year of the Monkey. And you notice that Year of the Monkey, or the Chinese New Year this year, it's actually ahead of the game. It's not at the same time as Valentine's Day or Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday and so on. So it has its own unique individual energy. So I'm going to take this caller in the 216. Hi there. Who is this?
Hi there. My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
I am well. Thank you, Sharon. And what can I do for you tonight, dear?
I ask a question.
Okay.
I want to see what you can see for me with employment. I have an interview tomorrow, and if not, sorry, I'm drinking water. What you
okay.
can see with that, if what you see coming up for me, if I'm going to find a job.
I got a new opportunity at hand right away. Boom. A new journey. That's what I saw immediately. And it's going to free you up financially. You know,
I
just got my spiritual chills with that, dear. So
did you?
You're well
on your
way.
For a year. Do you feel when this is going to happen, when it'll be all settled and, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
the offer and everything?
Okay. Bless, and I just have to say blessings to you because, honey, I have got so many chills running up and down through me right now with you. So this is obviously something you're meant to be connected to, you're going to enjoy, and it's just, that's huge. That is a huge way to start off.
Oh, it's due time.
Chinese New Year.
I'm
that
not
is
kidding
amazing.
You.
Yeah. So I got the 8 vibration with you. So I know that's also healing and so on. I'm just going to tune in with my guide for a moment.
Okay.
So some kind of does there have to be some kind of training with your position or what you're doing if you get into this tomorrow?
I think either one of them. I have 3, actually, that are kind of pending.
I see training, and I see probably within the 2-month span, like 8 weeks time or whatnot, of everything being like finished with training and on your way, okay? Because I have the 10 energy, which is completion. So, it's sort of like I feel like you'll be hired in, and I know it's some paid training. I don't think it's all, unofficial kind of stuff. I believe that.
Oh no, it's usually paid.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that you would be compensated for this training time. But I'm just getting such, I hear that song from the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. So I feel like the number one job you have, do you have more than one interview tomorrow or is it just the one?
No, actually, that's so funny. I have 2 different interviews with 2 different companies. I'm going to go to one and then the other and then go into work.
Okay.
So I got busy day tomorrow.
Wow.
The one in the morning is the one I would really, it's with all women. And then I'm waiting on one from a man from the past. He's going to call me. He called me out of the blue last week. 5 years ago, he said if he ever had an opening, he would call me. It was just out of friendship. You know what I'm saying? Out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected that one. That would be a good one, too. I just haven't heard back from him. I know that I'm going to at least get an interview there.
Oh, yeah. I keep getting a lot of endings of like where you're at and that are going to quickly change. So I don't think that you'll have the choice of 3. I believe you'll have the choice of 2. Is how I'm seeing this. Okay.
Okay.
So,
but
it is kind of coming into a. I feel like I'm at the horse races or something with you, Sharon, because it's kind of neck and neck. That's what I'm seeing. So you're going to have to weigh out your options. And what Chinese zodiac are you, by the way?
Which I'm a snake, actually.
Ah, a snake. Let me see what I have for my snake. Let me see what I have for my snake people here.
You know what, sweetie?
Okay.
This will tell a lot because tomorrow they're all women and they're all really nice. But do you feel I'm going to work for a man or a woman?
Okay. Let me go in a little heavier with your vibe.
Oh, I've been doing this for over a year. I'm just so sick of looking. I got to change that. Tomorrow I won't be like that. I won't be like that in the interview, believe me.
No. Tomorrow I want you to wake up and really just take a moment for prayer and meditation.
I
and
do
project
every day.
The most positive energy you can because,
it's coming.
I feel like you're in high connection with the old friend, by the way. I keep feeling like you're regrouping all this energy for something around him. Okay, so he's just a friend,
okay.
Yes?
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, good. All
not
right.
Even a friend,
and
professional acquaintance. Oh, he's a professional friend. How's that? It's
okay.
All professional. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't even say it a friend. Okay, yes. But go on, what were you going to say?
Are you with somebody right now? That's what I'm getting is like I'm getting some kind of love energy with you. That's why.
I haven't met anybody yet. No one that I can claim. How's that?
Well,
I get asked out.
It is your year. It is your year.
I know. It's about. I have to get a job first, and then I'll open up.
I'm excited for you. You sound like your energy is really good, and I feel like yes, even though you would prefer the women situation, don't turn away
either
from any.
Either one of them. Oh no,
they're both
either
really
one
good
of them.
Options, dear. I would not. I would not mess with that energy. Just let it ride because I'm getting that there are pluses and minuses with everything in life, but. You have a wonderful year ahead of you, so project all the best tomorrow. I'll send you lots of light for shiny energy.
Thank you so much. I needed that so bad. Listen, have a
nice
evening.
Oh, you're welcome, Sharon. You too, and many blessings. Namaste.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to try to get back on here. Switchboard. I know I called it the billboard before. Okay, let me see where we are. Okay. Now we've got another call coming in, and we've got a caller into 347. So before I take this call, I'm just going to remind you all of a few things about this monkey year. It's like mad connections and total movement of energy. If this is your odd year, like for me, this is my 5 year. So what you do is you take the month of your birthday, the day of your that you came in on your birthday, actual date, and the middle number. Like I was born on the 26th, so mine is an 8. I have the 2 and 6. And then this year is a 9. So take your middle number plus 9 plus the number of the month and add them all together, reduce it to one single digit. And if it is an odd number, then luck be with you, the monkey be with you, and so on. So there. And speaking of luck and monkeys and all that good stuff, this week I'm feeling exceptionally up and whatnot because we have gala days coming to Casadega. And I'm going to be able to see some old friends that are coming in as well and wishing them all the best in this weekend. And my tea leaf reading party is also this weekend on Saturday from 5 to 7 at the Casadega Hotel. So if you go to my Facebook page, you will find it there as well. You'll also find it on venusinvelvet.com. Going to take this next call in the 347. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who may speak with?
Hello. My name is Tanika.
Tanika, nice to meet you, dear. And how can I be of service for you tonight?
I just would like to hear what you have to say for me coming up as far as like romance or anything else that you get. And I do know about Chinese astrology because I'm into it too.
Oh, yay. Okay. So, and what Chinese animal are you?
I'm an earth horse.
You're an earth horse. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. Let's see where we go with this energy with your year, dear. Okay. Okay. I don't think you're going to be bouncing around a whole lot, but I do feel like there is a big projection of something that's been waiting for you, because I get the energy of something is ripe for the picking, and you're not the it's sort of like you're not alone and cast out. So I get more of strength energy with you and grounding, and it's an opportune time. So when is your birthday exactly?
It's September 19th.
I missed the middle date there. September what?
September the 3rd.
3rd? Oh, okay. Awesome. So, you know, being a Virgo and all. And that's just, wow. Okay. So this is connection year for you, of course. But greater than that, you feel very grounded. There's a lot of, even in love, I do feel this about the energy with you. That this is excitement. Even if you're not the odd number this year, it's all right because it is about love connections. And so you have, and my guide is telling me that you have to stand your ground. You have to own who you are, and own up to who you are, rather. And that's what I see taking off, is that it's sort of a new dynamic. You've been kind of waiting to connect with something that felt like home. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm really fully gravitating towards. Like love is ripe for the picking, and there's not a lot of, you know, it just feels like there's not a lot of upheaval as much anymore. It feels like a nicer blend, a nicer connection, not kind of cast out in that energy, if that makes sense for you, dear.
I'm not involved with anyone right now. There were a few that I was dating, and I just decided to stop it because they just were not right, and now I'm just alone.
Oh, that's okay. You got a whole year ahead of you. You know, it's not like it's just, oh, it's over, game over, January's done, you know, anything like that. No, you've got, this is your takeoff time. So good for you for standing. And you did practice already what I had mentioned. You're standing your own ground about what you accept and what you will not accept. And you have to keep on that path, because that's the path that's leading you to your highest, you know, heart connection. So I do believe that. So, you know, everything about this opportunity and this time with love for you, it's good, it's exciting, and you should feel it right down to your core. And if you don't, then you dismiss it and you move on. But I also know that this is a time for your connection. So feel empowered with that. But I was really gravitated to love with you. All right?
Yeah. I mean, do you see someone coming, like new or from my past or something?
It could be a possible, there could be possibilities of an old flame, but just somebody you know. Okay, I'm going to put it that way. Someone you're aware of. But I do feel like this is your year, so it's like I've got lots of people stacking up, but I am getting, like I said, that's all right. I'm getting a lot of bliss. So patience, and I know sometimes we go from 0 to 100, but we're going to, let's take our time, let's enjoy it, and if we're not enjoying it, let's dismiss it and say, that's just warming me up for the right one. But I do feel this is your year. So, you know, let spirit help you. Let spirit guide you to your personal connection to your heart, because I feel this is that year. So Just be open and be laughing and smiling a lot, because that's what I keep feeling like you'll be doing a lot more of this year.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you.
Happiness and blessings to you, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're so welcome, and thank you for calling in. You have a great night. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Going to take a quick break. Hang on there, people who are on the switchboard. Other things about, before we take this break, about our monkey year, because, you know, monkey, it's the red year. It's the red monkey, the fire monkey. So passions are really on the high keynote this year, and activity. So this is a year to leap. If you're leaping, leap away. And don't fear, just go from, as they say, vine to vine until you feel where you need to be. And so I'm going to leave you with that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more to some people here on Blog Talk Radio listening to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. We'll be right back. Belly dance. I know I should probably change the music a little, because I'm not doing the belly dance right now. I'm actually pumping iron, as they say, and making things connect in the gym. So that was my kickstart of the year, even before the Chinese New Year, was take action. And I did so. So much as to to leave behind my past, to leave behind anything that I had been sluggish on in my year, and I just got very proactive about it. And I hope that you do as well, that you are listening to your higher self, that you are hearing your requests from your soul, from your spiritual place. And I do wish that for all of you who have good intentions this year. So many great things are occurring. As I mentioned, we have gala days happening in Casadega this weekend. And then we've got the Valentine's Day's special rolling through, you know. So if you're concerned about love, I want you to really take this moment and just to, you know, I have a lot of people asking about love and this and that. And I, when I feel a high note with someone, I go with that. If I'm not feeling it, we don't force that fit. So perhaps there might be another message that's more appropriate for your energy. Well, I know Valentine's Day is kind of, for some people who aren't with someone, it can be a harsh time and kind of a wound and reminding and rubbing the salt in the wound. Don't think that way. Most important love you can have is the love with yourself. And, you know, I'm so grateful. I have some really great friends from many, many years of my life, well over 30 years of my life. And I think that to me, that's as important as any other Valentine, is to know that I have those great bonds, those great connections. So, you know, and one of my buddies, let me see, he was celebrating Chinese New Year today with his wife and children and up in Toronto. And I adore looking at the pictures of him and his family on Facebook. I love that. That's one of the great things of social media. We can't always just look at it in a negative way. Use it as a moment to express, you know, your happiness and share this with others and give them something to be grateful for in their life. Maybe they don't have somebody or a family, but maybe they have something else greater. So I'm going to take another call, caller in the 780. Okay, switchboard, work with me. No, it's not. I just love when that happens. Don't you love when that happens? Okay, we're going to get to you, caller, I promise. Okay, so anyway, while we're working on that connection, you know, yin and yang, the energy, we were saying that our dear friend Feng Shui Rose is going to be here next weekend, hopefully doing her talk on Feng Shui in the new Chinese New Year. So yin and yang, I'm sure you've heard the term. Yin being the feminine, yang being the masculine, and some fiery colors. The yang is more about the yellow and the orange and the red or maroon colors, and the yin has more of the spiritual colors, the white, even the purple, green or pink, and even yellow. So remember that when you're connecting with those colors and you're working with that energy, that's important that you ask yourself in what rooms and such you would place this energy and so on. So I'm looking forward to that even next week as we speak. Okay, we're going to try this connection again. Hold on to your ears, folks. Oh, it's just having a big old time with me tonight. I apologize, everyone. Sometimes it just does that on the halfway mark in the show. So anyway, connecting in one more time. Let's give it a go. Oh, it's going through. Hooray! All right. Happening. So maybe I'll be able to take this. Oh, come on, fingers, work with me. Take this call in 780, being patient. Sorry about that. Okay. 1, 2, and come on, switchboard. Let's go. Taking it now.
There we go.
Hey, we're in. Hooray.
There we go.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Oh, how about yourself? Welcome to the Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year to you. And is this our Canadian gentleman?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. I recognized your voice. I saw that first prefix. I said, I think that's our Canadian friend that was called into the show before. So how are you, and what can I do for you tonight, sir?
Oh, you know what? This is my second last day of my yoga thing, so I'm really excited to do my last one for 3 days, and I go back into it again. But it's been a really great experience, actually.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
So how are you celebrating this new year? Because I feel like completion with you all around. So besides getting near the end of that cycle, so what else are you, what are you in Chinese zodiac, by the way?
I'm dragon.
Dragon. All right, another from one dragon to another. And what is your earth element? Your element, rather.
I think it's actually wood. My wood dragon.
Wood dragon. Okay, so are you born in 64?
Yes.
Okay, so we do have some things in common. That is my year as well. So, yes, the wood dragon. This is a potent year for dragons. Lots of big leaps are happening. Even I know I've been talking about love to the past few people, but it is a great year for the dragon and the matters of the heart. So, I don't know if you're aspiring for that or if you're open for that, but that's big in the dragon this year.
What is big in dragon this year? Sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, in the heart.
Yes.
Relationships. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As well as some new opportunities in hand. So just as you're completing one thing, you're getting ready to be open for flourishing energies of the new. So that's and I feel like new connections around you too. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any questions or thoughts there, Jay? I remembered your name. That's weird. It popped into my head.
No, thank you.
It's Jay, right? Jay?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Venus.
Okay. Well, don't have to be a psychic. I guess you do have to be a psychic on some level, or a good memory, one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else on your mind tonight? Yeah.
No, just it's been really, this is going to be what I'm doing right now. It's going to be very transformative, and I'll keep on it. So
You're on your way, my friend. You are on your way. Absolutely. And thank you for being so patient with the switchboard. I went berserk there for a moment. Okay. Well, I believe we have just one more call, and we have just a few more minutes left into the show. So I wish you well, and thank you for calling back into the show again. Always nice to hear from repeat callers.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's always a great pleasure talking to you. It's always informative and, just fun.
Have a great night, Jay.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got one more caller, and let's go to the 931. Oh, sorry. I'm going to have to do it over here. I got used to hitting the other button. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. Namaste. And how can I be of service?
Well, I had a question about the relationship that I'm in.
Jennifer. I'm sorry, say that again, dear.
What does it look like for 2016?
Okay. And what is your, do you know what your zodiac is for Chinese astrology?
I do not.
Okay. What I've got actually that's pulling up around here, and I know we just got about a minute, but I'm just going to hang in there with you no matter what broadcast or on or off. But I see like a need to, I feel repair energy around you, okay? And I feel like that sometimes you need a little breather before you make big changes or big choices on a new adventure or a new voyage in life. But I almost feel like you need a breath to take, a nice deep breath. Do you understand that, dear?
I do.
Okay. Because everyone's entitled, you know, not, we need to be able to go at our own pace too. It's very important. We just can't, even when we're committed to someone or connected with someone or feeling disconnected, we don't need to feel forced or rushed to do anything. So I do feel like you need some downtime or me time before you contemplate any decisions. And think out things very carefully. And what is your Chinese animal again?
I'm not sure what it is.
Okay. Well, we won't worry about that because I know we're closing out our energy and our time. But I want you to just, if you want to call back in the show again, I would not mind that. I'd love to hear from you a little earlier. And I'm on Mondays at 11. But I do feel like no need to rush or force things right now to happen. Okay? And that's really the biggest energy I'm getting. Even though it's an active monkey year, most importantly, it's your year. So you take this at your pace.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to send you a lot of love and a lot of light and healing for you. Okay? You are so welcome, Jennifer. And thank you for calling in the show, dear. Have a great night.
Be blessed.
Namaste. Okay, thank you all for tuning in to the show. And I really want you to practice logic as well as impulse, because I know this is our Chinese New Year for a monkey, but it is also very important that we practice that energy of listening to our soul, listening to our heart. So I wish you well and many blessings in this new year, Chinese New Year, and I will see you next week at 11 p.m. Thank you again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon. See you next week. Namaste.